All right, I've been going through an article about Masorah by Hershel Schefter in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav. So he was saying that certain Gedolim, everybody has a connection with Torah like Erusin. Erusin is like one stage in the marriage, like you do under the chuppah, as Erusin and Nisuin. But the Gedolim, they have a relationship like Nisuin, like you're married, like when a person's married to a spouse, they know how the spouse feels even without communication, and they're on the same page with them. So he goes on, he says that's, he thinks, the pshat in the Rambam, the Hakdama, the Rambam we were speaking about, and again, he's quoting from the Rav over here, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Eleazar and Pinchas, he only gave the Torah to Yehoshua, that even though it's a possibility that Eleazar Cohen was more sharper than Yehoshua, and he picked up things quicker than him, but nevertheless, the Torah is compared to a fig tree, like there's a pasuk, Notzer Teina Yochal Pirya, the protector of a fig tree will eat its fruit. So the Medrash brings down that most ilanot, the zayit, the gefen, the tamara, the olive, the grape, the date, they're all harvested at the same time. So if I go to an olive tree, which I actually did years ago in a kibbutz. You take your finger down like these long little, I don't know, like a willow tree. You pull it all down, and all the olives come out, and then that's it with the olives. The olives are all ripe. And same thing with the grapes. And I did that also. And then the grapes generally ripen at the same time. He says, but when it comes to the fig tree, each fig ripens at a different point in time. So today only this fig is ripe. The next day the other fig is ripe, and the next day another fig is ripe. So that's the way it is with the Torah. So the Torah, today you learn a little bit, tomorrow you learn a little bit, and you keep on with a little bit and a little bit, and then afterwards you have a lot. It's like Daf Yomi. You come in each day of Daf Yomi, you learn a little bit each day, and then you turn around and you've already been through Shas.
I think that's a shameless plug.
What?
I think that's a shameless plug.
Not shameless. What's shameless about it? All right. Therefore, it says Notzer Teina Yochal Pirya. So that was what occurred with Yehoshua. He was Meshamish Moshe Rabbeinu by day and by night. And he says Lo Yamish Mitocha Ohel, and he was Zocha Peruach Hakodesh because he was such a Masharet of Moshe Rabbeinu. Gadol Shimusha Yoter Min Libuda, and the Nefesh, the soul of Yehoshua, was so tied to the Nefesh of Moshe, more than the other Talmidim. So he says that's the meaning of the Medrash that says that Yehoshua would arrange the safsalim, the benches, and poresa ha'machzalot, and arrange like the coverings, the table coverings, or the coverings where they would sit. He says that teaches that he was more kafuf to Moshe. He was more subservient, more subordinated to Moshe Rabbeinu than the other Talmidim. That's what the Medrash is saying. So he says, and therefore he was zocha, he alone was zocha, to be called all the Masorah, the regesh and the hashkafa, the feeling and the outlook. So only for him was given the Mesiris HaTorah as well as the other Talmidim. So here, up to here, the Rav Schefter says he heard from the Rav. And he mentions in the footnote that the Rav concluded and said, not just Moshe Rabbeinu, but any Adam Gadol, most he has many Talmidim, only one or two were Zoche to get to him from the Rebbe, like the whole Mesorah. And you know what I mean? Like it means, let's say the Rav had many hundreds of Talmidim, but you know, very few really have the Masorah from him. Anyway, so then he goes on. So Rav Schefter writes, it seems that what the Rav intended is, in other words, Yehoshua is a Baal Masorah, everybody else is a Chachmei Masorah. So Yehoshua is heads and shoulders above everybody else in his generation. So he says that it's like the comparison of like the Amoraim, Tanaim, and Amoraim. In other words, if I live after the time Tanaim and Amoraim, I can't be cholik with Tanaim and Amoraim. So that's the comparison with Yehoshua to the other people in his generation. He was the Baal Masorah. So he says he heard from the Rav, and we'll wrap it up with this. He heard from the Rav when they studied Masechet Sanhedrin, and I think this was like in 1959, 1960. 60, that when you follow the road, Paskin like Beit Hillel opposite Beit Shammai, even though Beit Shammai merchadet etzvei, the Gemara says Beit Shammai were sharper, but nevertheless there's more Beit Hillel. So he says that's only when the Chachamim, in other words, I'm going to follow majority when everybody's like in the same ballpark. In other words, everybody's like like more or less equal in the same sort of general vicinity. So then we follow the majority. He says, but when they're not in the same league, it's not shaykh to say we're going to follow the majority. I'm going to take like the people who are like weak or strong. As the Torah's mashal, he said in Yiddish that if his grandfather, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, would give his opinion on a halakha, and all the members of the RCA would have a different opinion, he would have no problems going after his grandfather, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. It means when you have somebody who's like heads and shoulders above everybody else, it's a whole different parsha. All right, so I think it's going to be tonight. Any questions, comments with us? Okay.